We are pleased to bring onto the program U.S. Senator Jim Risch from the nation's capital. Still not in their August recess yet, but Senator, welcome. Good to have you, and we're appreciative that you've made the time for us today.
Well, Neil, we're in the process of trying to wrap stuff up here, and this always turns into a rat race at the end, but that's just the nature of the beast.
So
here we are.
Senator, before we get to the Washington issues, I wanted to ask you about a significant development in your race. You are up for election this year, and within the last week or two, your Democrat opponent, David Roth, withdrew from the race and presumably put his support behind Todd Achilles, the independent candidate running against you. I would love your reaction to this and your take on it.
Well, I don't know how significant it was, Neil. I was kind of humorous that there were a lot of people saying, oh, this is going to change this. Look, I was running against two Democrats. Now I'm running against one Democrat. And they say, throw up their hands and say, wait a minute, he's an independent. And I say, facts matter. These are the facts. He gave $10,000 to Barack Obama to get him elected president. He gave over $1,000 to Kamala Harris. He contributed to Hillary Clinton. Over the last decades, he has contributed hundreds of times to the Democrat Senatorial Committee, the Democrat Congressional Committee, and Act Blue, which is a Democrat financing machine. 2 years ago, right now, he was running as a Democrat for the legislature, begging for Democrat votes, and he got elected to the legislature as a Democrat. But that wasn't just, he didn't stop there. He became part of the Democrat leadership, and he was leading the charge on their leftist views there in Boise, in the Idaho legislature. And it wasn't just a radical left-wing vote, but a leader of that group. So he led the charge on a number of things, and I think you have to look at his voting record there while he was in the legislature and leading the Democrats. Probably one of the best ones that you would look at would be the litmus test. The Republicans put together a bill that said, we're not going to use taxpayer dollars to fund transgender transgender operations. Common sense, right? You'd think? That was a party line vote. And guess who led the charge on that to say, oh, yes, we are going to use taxpayer funds for that basis. It was Todd Achilles who did that. Then the Republicans also had a bill in that legislature to a number of things. Well, one that they had was the to eliminate this ridiculous DEI office and DEI initiatives that was going on in our colleges and universities, and said no. The Republicans passed that bill. Guess who led the charge against it? It was Todd Achilles who did that. So, there's more. You remember, you probably don't recall this, or maybe you do. He brought AOC and Bernie Sanders here to Idaho and to rally them over in Canyon County. They had a big rally on sacred Idaho soil with AOC and Bernie Sanders, and here they were dancing around and cavorting and celebrating the socialist views that those guys brought with them. That was Todd Achilles who was leading that. And but wait, as they say, there's more. But finally, let's look at this. This guy is a member. First of all, he got a degree from UC Berkeley. Everybody knows UC Berkeley is the center of all things crazy left in America, but he didn't just get a degree from there. He's on the faculty. He's listed as a faculty member at UC Berkeley, and as we all know, UC Berkeley is the center for all of this socialist DEI, radical woke stuff in America. He's on the faculty of that university. The nightmare scenario for Idahoans are, he strolls onto the floor of the United States Senate and says, I'm here, a Berkeley professor, and I'm going to cast the votes for the most conservative state in America. My name is Todd Achilles. We would be the laughingstock of America if that happened. One thing I know about Idahoans, I really like about Idahoans, they're smart. They're really smart. For him to rip off the label and say, oh, I'm not a Democrat anymore. In fact, I'm a moderate. Anybody who believes that is going to have an IQ that's in the single digits.
Well, geez, Senator Risch, tell us how you really feel.
Well, the facts need to come out. You know, I mean, this business is of they manipulated this ballot to get the Democrat name off of there, and they got a Democrat. He just was able to manipulate this to get an independent next to his name on the ballot, because they know they haven't elected a Democrat in. Well, statewide, they haven't elected a Democrat since early part of this century. They haven't elected a U.S. senator other than the Republican in over a half a century. So they know that. So what do you do? You try something else, and that is to dress up the person here and claim he's an independent.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on from that. You made your speech. You've got something?
I do have one question, Senator, because obviously Todd Achilles has made your age kind of the centerpiece of his campaign. He's put up billboards very sarcastically and cynically wishing you a happy birthday. What would you say to those people who he's trying to raise the concern with? You're now in your 80s, and a lot of people, not a lot, but some people might say that's too old to serve in the U.S. Senate.
Well, fair enough. I mean, everybody ages differently, and I feel pretty good right now. I am certainly not going to criticize Idaho people for having elected me over and over again. They've done it because they know exactly what they're getting when they elect me. And I'm chairman of a committee and senior Republican on a number of committees. I work all day, every day with the administration. Fortunate to have a Republican administration where I'm able to work with the State Department, with the intelligence agencies, crafting U.S. policy, foreign policy, and intelligence gathering methods. And on energy and natural resources, it's the same thing. We work regularly with Idaho people on issues they have. So, look, I work hard at it. I'm not going to criticize Idaho people for putting me in the position where I've gained all this seniority and the influence that comes with it to be able to do what I'm doing for Idahoans right now. Look, back here, as you know, seniority is everything. And you can't just run and get elected once and think you're going to get great and glorious things done. You got to stick with it. And that's what I've done. And here I am.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, on to the wildfires. This has just been heartbreaking to watch. Specifically in our backyard, we've had the fire up by Hi-C that has had some difficulty getting contained. Idaho is feeling the effects of the massive fire in the three fires that have combined in Spokane. Is there going to be federal relief for Idaho, or do you feel like a good plan has been put in place for these wildfires and the devastating effects of the citizens of Idaho?
Well, probably saying put a plan put in effect is an appropriate question. But this happens every single year, so it's not a matter of us following new ground. It is, as you say, heartbreaking. What we have done recently, well, look, there's five different agencies in the federal government that fight fire. We believe we can create some efficiencies and get a little bang for a buck, a little more bang for a buck by combining some things. We're doing that right now. One of the problems we have is we have some years where it's really, really bad and some years where it's just bad. And in the years where it's really bad, it's awful hard to rise to the occasion. My undergraduate degree was in forestry, studied a lot about forest fires. They were different then. Today, what's happened is, because we're so good at suppressing fires, the country has, the forests have grown up and become clogged with what they call fuel, which is bushes, trees, what have you. And so when a fire does get going, it's much worse than what it is. So they're dealing with it as best they can. These things are always tough. I think I'm the only member of Congress who's been out on the fire line and actually fought fires when I was a kid. But I get this, and everybody that lives out west gets this. People back east are kind of immune from it. They read it in the paper, see it on TV, but they don't realize how devastating this is to us and to our communities. But look, it's a matter of focus for all of us that are here working on that.
Senator, let's talk about one of the bigger battles in Washington right now. That's over the SAVE Act, at least portions of the SAVE Act. And I know Senator Lee issued a pretty optimistic message yesterday that it appears to be moving in the right direction in the Senate. What can you tell us about the future of the SAVE Act in the next few days?
Well, first of all, I'm in full support of it. We don't have that problem in Idaho. Our elections are clear, they're honest, they're straightforward. We know the people that run them. But there's other states not so much, and we as Idahoans have the right to demand that every state do their elections as well as we do ours, because they're electing people that are going to go to Congress to make laws that we live under. So we have the right to demand that only U.S. citizens vote in those elections. That's what the SAVE Act is all about. I'm all in. I'm all in to do what we need to get it passed. It comes down to three things. Number one is the fact that you prove you're a U.S. citizen when you register. Number two, that you, when you show up to vote, you prove who you are with a photo ID. And then thirdly is the problem with these mail-in ballots. And we do that in Idaho, but it's very controlled. In many states, they just mail out ballots to anybody that's registered to vote, whether they request it or not. So they're mailing ballots to dead people. They're mailing ballots to people who are not citizens, and that sort of thing. So it's got three parts to it. We've been negotiating for some time. Actually, it's a number of people are negotiating on this, and I think it is moving in the right direction. It's probably going to get watered down some, but that's not unusual with legislation. Anyway, we're hard on it. I can't predict right now. We're only short a handful of votes to do this, but we're going to keep at it.
All right, Senator, I wanted to talk to you about the sanctions on Russia. I know you have been supportive of this and in hopes that it would start to close out the war between Russia and Ukraine. What update can you give us on those sanctions?
Yeah, good question. I've been a co-sponsor with Lindsey Graham on the Russia sanctions bill. And the bill is a good bill. And like you say, the best way to rein up Russia is to help dry up their money. Their money comes from oil, just flat. Absolutely, that's where it comes from. So if you can sanction the people that are buying oil from them because of what they did, we can slow this thing down and eventually dry it up. That's what we're trying to do. It's an effort that the president supports, and we're going to try to move that bill forward this week. We'll see if we can get it passed.
All right. Our guest this morning is Senator Jim Risch from the nation's capital. Any idea, Senator, on when the August recess may happen? Are you expecting it in the next few days?
Could you say, are you hoping for it?
That's two very different questions, I think. So.
Yeah, it was expected to start today. Yeah, but that's not going to happen today. So yeah. We've got some work we got to get done. Look, the most important thing is the government runs the government year ends on September 30th, and when that happens, new funding bills have to be in place for the government to continue to go. And we do not want a government shutdown. So that is the first thing we're working on, and we really need to get that done. That's the top priority, is to fund the government. I mean, we're elected to govern, and like it or not, there's parts of the government that we really, really need. Others not so much, but at least part of it we really need, and defending our country. So it's important we get that done. That's what we're focusing on right now. But there's a number of other things. They got a whole package of nominations that the president's made to agencies and ambassadors and what have you. They came through my committee, so I'm anxious to get that done. We're working on that one. We're going to get that done before we leave town. The NIL Act, Name, Image, and Likeness, in sports, has been a very controversial bill. But they've actually come to some agreements on that. It's actually been the SEC and Big Ten against the rest of us And it wasn't Republican Democrat. It was the Big Ten and SEC on one side, and every other university on the other side. That cake is just about baked. Good chance that thing will get out of here before we leave town. So we got a lot of work to do yet, but look, we're up to it. We know how to do it, and I'm here every day, all day, trying to make it happen.
All right, Senator Jim Risch joining us this morning. Senator, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time.
Okay, Neil, thank you.
All right. Thank-